Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. Hope you all are having an awesome weekend and happy Father's Day. Today is June 19th. Juneteenth, 19th of June. It's a Sunday and it's about 5:46 a.m. Today is a special day on a number of occasions. One, it is Father's Day. And wishing all the fathers out there an amazing happy Father's Day. Number two, for me, it is also my daughter Samira, her 14th birthday. So happy birthday, Samira. And of course, last but not the least, it is Juneteenth. And that is a great day for all of us to remember and celebrate our freedom. So, let's talk about Father's Day. It's not easy being a father that protects his family, leads his family, guides his family, brings up his and his spouse's kids up in the right way, instills the right values, attitudes, perspectives, mindsets, and beliefs in the kids as they are growing up. Yet it is such a critical and ongoing responsibility. The biggest investment you can make is to bring up your kids in the right way. And these are their formative years where they are observing you and leveraging you as a mentor and utilizing how you behave in experiences and circumstances as a guide for them, which then they will inculcate as they become adults and they go into this world, which is full of excitement and opportunity, but also has danger lurking around the corners. So hopefully, as you all have helped your kids grow up the right way, you have given them the tools and the toolkit necessary to move along this journey that we call life and to experience it in its fullest. And each person is their own individual, and you cannot expect them to do things exactly the way you would have done when you were 14 or 15 or 12 or 13. But hopefully you can expect them to have wisdom and to think things through in a cool and calm way, and then to make the right decision. The right decision does not just happen by accident. It is a function of upbringing, values, belief systems, thought processes, and what they have seen you as a parent doing over the years. All those variables play into the action and the decision. It's a big job, and it's a job that sometimes feels too much to handle. And it's about the legacy that you're leaving your kids. When they are faced with situations, you may not always be with them. Can you know and have confidence that they're going to make the right decision and take the right step? Over the years, as you have been available to them and you have had open communication with them and you have built up a foundation of trust, hopefully the answer to that question is yes. And sometimes you have to have a balance. You have to have a balance between being a friend and being a person of authority, sometimes you have to lay the boundaries, but you also have to have the flexibility knowing that they are changing as a person and as a human being. And as they change and evolve, you have a role to play in their evolution, but you also have to loosen the grips and let them fly. And you equip them, and then their flight is smooth and efficient, and they get to their destination. So, be available for your kids. Thank your father if he is still alive, and make this a special Father's Day. Make this a special day where you reward yourself and you spend time with your family. Sometimes we get so caught up in our daily activities and our to-do lists and our priorities and our KRAs and KPIs and all the other three-letter acronyms that abound, that we tend to forget to pay attention to the folks that we love and the ones that are closest to us. Do yourself a favor. Do that today. Make your family your priority. Make your father your priority. And if you are a father, kudos to you. You deserve a round of applause. And even when it seems that it is so tough and it is so overbearing and that there's just a long road ahead of you, remember, you don't need to know the entire path. You just need to know and take the first step, and the rest will follow as you walk along. Your kids value you, appreciate you, even though they may not say it. So keep doing what you're doing out there. Keep leading your family. Keep showing your kids the path to take. And that will pay off in spades, not only for them, but for you as well. Happy Father's Day. This is Sal Zelli. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks for listening. Bye.